Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, in the Dominican Order, is a memorial of all dead brothers and sisters of the Order. And from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, prior of the Blackfriars in Cambridge, with a homily entitled, Looking Back.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds accompanied Jesus on his way, and he turned and spoke to them. If any man comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life too, he cannot be my disciple. Anyone who does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And indeed, which of you here intending to build a tower would not first sit down and work out the cost to see if he had enough to complete it? Otherwise, if he laid the foundation and found himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers would all start making fun of him and saying, here is a man who started to build and was unable to finish. Or again, what king marching to war against another king would not first sit down and consider whether with 10,000 men he could stand up to the other who advanced against him with 20,000? If not, then, while the other king was still a long way off, he would send envoys to sue for peace. So in the same way, none of you can be my disciple unless he gives up all his possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of November. In the Dominican Order, it's the day we remember our deceased brothers and sisters. We pray for them. There's a question I sometimes ask some Dominicans and other members of other religious orders, a dangerous question which I only really ask when I feel confident that I know what the answer will be. It's always followed by a second question, which is very important too. The first question would be a dangerous question without the second question. That first question is, when you joined religious life, when you first joined, if you'd known what it would involve, if you'd known what you would have to do, if you'd known how many difficulties there would be, how often you would feel frustrated by other people, but also your own failures, your own inability to live the life. If you knew all of that, if you knew clearly what it would involve, would you have joined? The people I ask that are people who I feel quite confident would honestly answer, no, I probably would not have joined if I knew. That's when the second question comes in, and the second question is very important. Second question is, does that mean you regret joining the order? As I say, I usually ask this of people where I'm quite confident that I know what the answer is, because the answer is always, no, it doesn't mean I regret it, because obviously, having been through that, I now see it in a different way. That's the thing about religious life. It's a point, too, about all life, that the view looking back is different. There are things that we endure that if we knew they were ahead of us, we would simply turn away, run away, do our best to avoid them under any circumstance. But it's different if you've been through these things, because you also see the meaning of them, something of God's purpose. The difficult things, the harsh things, let's be blunt, the suffering, which we might endure in religious life, and their own sins, their own failings that ruin things that could have gone so much better. All of this, when you look back, is part of a larger view of God's work, that these things, however bad they were, weren't pointless, they weren't useless. We can see something of what God was doing. And that's the difference. We can't look forward, really, but we can look back. Looking back teaches us something about what God is doing. Not everything, of course. It's still great mysteries. There are many mysteries. How can we understand God's purpose till we've finished our lives, till we enter into his presence? That's why today's gospel is saying something which isn't what the obvious thing. The obvious thing to interpret this gospel is just saying, well, don't do anything unless you know you can finish it. Don't do anything unless you're ready to do it. But that's not how it ends. It says you have to give up all you own. And it doesn't mean just, you know, poverty, giving up property or the possibility of having our own house and our own life and our own family. It means giving up your view of yourself, what you think you are, what you think you can make yourself to be. You've got to lose that. And then you can do these great things because you don't do them with yourself or by yourself. You do them with God. You do them in grace. And you do them in the mystery of the grace, which is not something we can simply earn for ourselves. It wouldn't be grace then. We can pray for that grace and we hope and should encourage others to pray for us too, that we find that grace to do what we must do and to go where we must go and to be what we must be. No, then we can face up to the great army. Then we can build the tower, which is so great that no human being could build it on their own. That fight too is not against an army of enemies or people, but rather against all the things that conflict us, that stand in our way, much of which we create for ourselves or conjure out of our imagination. So the question, would you have joined, shouldn't make us forget the more important question. If you're honest, do you really regret what you've done? Surely you see God has been with you and done great things. And though we die incomplete, unready, ill prepared to meet God, still clinging to all things, together we pray for each other that we can go forward. Because in heaven there is no regret, there's only joy, utter joy, and peace.